Okay, now that was an episode. Now that was a good show. And, well, not show. Well, good episode. Yep. I gotta admit, the third episode of The Mandalorian was actually pretty good. Not pretty good. Really good. It had all the stuff I was looking for from this show, considering how the show was in the first season, and that was really good. That's what made me like that episode. Now the concept of having it be where you got him. Excuse me. I just woke up. Saw the episode. You got him dealing with other Mandalorians. The Mandalorians bringing up the fact that basically he's a different, like, he's like a different type of Mandalorian. Like there are types. There's religious zealots. There's people who, you know, the people who are still Mandalorian, or like they're related to, you know, like they're not brought into it, but they themselves are actually by blood Mandalorian, but they don't hold to the traditions like how he would, because he's a part of a, like religious zealous or whatever. And, look, just expanding the lore that I thought was just really interesting and pretty cool. I thought that was awesome. Just the concept of adding that to it, because essentially all that this show has done has been the only intake of Mandalorian that I've had for Star Wars. Now, I found out that, yes, the characters that they brought in were actually people that they've shown on the Star Wars Rebels. And, what was the other one? The Clone Wars show. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Now, what I would like, considering the fact that essentially what this chick is looking for is the black saber, and then that's basically dealing with what's going on in Mandalorian. What I think would be awesome is that, you know, like, what if, because, like, essentially this character has to appear again, being someone that is of importance, as well as having significant ties to the Mandalorian, like, to Mandalorians, period. And then what all she's talking about, like, what all she wanted and everything, talking about the black saber and what, the black lightsaber and whatnot. Like, yeah, stop yawning. Like, yeah, it'd be pretty cool and interesting for her to appear again, and, like, show up, and then there's, like, you know, more going on with them, between her and Mando. I guess you gotta call him by that now. But yeah, like, so like that I thought was really cool. It was some interesting lore concept shit, you know, and it was like, yeah, they're all a part of it, but then it's like, when push came to shove, it showed exactly, whether or not you knew her character, understood her character, or liked her character, or anything like that, you got a taste of where exactly they would stand as people, in this situation. So, regardless of what, so, like, I didn't know anything about her going in. I found out this stuff later. But in my opinion, I thought it was pretty interesting that even though, to her, he's from, like, a little, basically a cult kind of part of the Mandalorian people, and even though he was brought in and just kind of installed this mindset that is considered by other Mandalorians to be just an ancient, ridiculous concept to even have, I thought it was interesting. I can't stop yelling. I thought it was pretty cool that they would do something like that. And then it was like when you saw in the episode when push came to shove, exactly what happened and what. You know, she made a deal with him, but then she didn't keep up her end of the bargain. And then he had to go the extra mile in order to get something that was promised to him, even though, like, she was like, well, you need to do this now because we're trying to do that. And it was like, well, that wasn't the deal. And then considering how he has been in honoring his deals, honoring the way of the Mandalorian, as well as, like, keeping up to the code, and then you have someone who tells him, like, yeah, what you're doing is wrong. Like, it's, that's not, like, it, the Mandalorian shouldn't, like, the Mandalorians don't, like, the Mandalorians shouldn't do that no more. They're trying to keep us separate. You know, our enemies want us to stay separate and blah, blah, blah. And then you see her, and then her person, or like, or essentially her, her way is to do whatever to achieve her goal, regardless whether or not it's lying to someone else that's a Mandalorian or using someone else that's a Mandalorian. It's like, as long as she get what she wants, that's whatever, then it's okay. It doesn't matter. And to someone like him, that, like, you could see in that situation where, like, now she is considered the bad guy. So, just lore-wise and character-wise, I felt that that was a nice, interesting aspect brought into it. You know, and it's like, the fact that she's like, yeah, keeping that mask stuff and all of this, like, that's crazy. Like, you guys are, like, y'all keeping yourselves closed off, and you're hurting the Mandalorian cause. And then it's like, well, okay, well, you know, we honor the code, we honor people who we make deals with, we don't try to use, we're not, you know, it was like, if someone has information for us, and they say, hey, if you do this, we'll tell you, we'll do it. But then if, while we're doing it, you change up what the deal is, like, that's breaking the code. But it's like, to her, like, oh, it doesn't matter. As long as you get what you want, it doesn't really matter. So just the concept that they could do a hell of a lot more expansive stuff with those characters. They could do so much more with, bringing up and breaking down his characters. Actually, now I've done this as soon as I woke up. But I really enjoyed that. I thought it was pretty cool. Also, kind of got worried when he let Baby Yoda stay with the frog people. I gotta admit, I was like, oh boy, we're gonna deal with this crap again. And then it was like, no, just, like, he was actually being a baby. And he should have been acting the way that he, this is the way he should have acted in the second episode. But hey, what are you gonna do? And he's like playing, like petting the little baby, and then he had to pull him away, and he's like, yeah, like, I was like, okay, yeah. But even what they had them do was the Mandalorians, like, basically them all just working as, like, a solid unit, going around shooting and killing everybody. I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. I was like, it's pretty interesting considering what's going on, or the factors that's happening with these characters, you know? And I was like, so we got them working as a good, close unit, and it's like, even though they're all Mandalorians, but at the same time, there's problems, you know? And I was like, this isn't a perfect situation that's going on with these characters. There's some issues underneath, and it's like, I thought that was pretty interesting. Hell, even when they saved them, and it was like, we got your brother, and I was like, alright, you know, it's pretty cool, like, some other Mandalorians. At first, I was like, is it going to be like with the first episode, like people in the suits and everything? And then when they took off the helmets, by his code, you know, he's supposed to take the armor from regular people who do that, because obviously you're not Mandalorian. But then when she established that basically she's from, like, she's an actual Mandalorian, like, her blood is Mandalorian, but she doesn't keep to that code because there's other different sects and parts of Mandalorian culture. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. And then it's like, he's taken back by it because he doesn't really know. And then like, even his mindset towards it was just like, yeah, I want nothing to do with you people. To me, you're not Mandalorian, because you're saying, like, keeping to the code of the Mandalorian is wrong, or keeping to the old ways of the Mandalorian is wrong. Like, that itself just seemed like a weird statement to hear from someone that is related to the Mandalorian people. It's like, yeah, we'll keep it to the actual creed of the Mandalorian. It's wrong. I like that. I really like that. It added a hell of a lot more depth to the show. It wasn't just this empty episode where he was just off doing something to get a little bit of information that didn't matter to anything. It was like, no, what he was doing mattered to him as a person. Or, like, it had something to do that with, that added more to his character, but it was so he can get just a little bit of information. Just a good carrot on the string, you know? And I was like, but it's like when you see the stuff in episodes, and it's like, yo, that need to be a badass carrot. And that's what that was. That was a badass carrot. Like, you're going the same pace as if he would if he was just helping out a bunch of mercenaries that decided to fuck with him or whatever. But now you got actually, like, there was some meat and potatoes with that carrot. And it's a badass carrot. And like I said, it added more and it gave more depth to him as well as what's going on with his world. And it contributed a lot to just the Star Wars mythos and what was going on. And like I said, when I found out that this character is like someone that has appeared in other Star Wars stuff, I was like, yeah, that's interesting. This is something that you would want from Star Wars. And then even the information that they gave, because it was like he needs to find a Jedi, and then she told him to go find Ahsoka. And I was like, see, now that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's pretty cool. And it was like, yeah, he's going to go talk to Ahsoka now, but still, if you know who Ahsoka is, then you understand that concept itself. And it's like, what exactly is she going to know that he couldn't have possibly know about Baby Yoda's people? Because as far as anything's been told in Star Wars, Yoda is it. So, and then Ahsoka got kicked out of the Jedi Order. And I'm pretty sure, like, she didn't really know or study up on what exactly Yoda was. So, but even still, like, the next episode, I'm looking forward to it. I thought this episode was really good, really well done. The action scenes were really nice. It was the Stormtrooper stuff. They keep ragging on them, and it seems like unless you take off your helmet as a Stormtrooper, you're just shit. You're just an ass of a trooper. And sit there, like, there's how many intruders? There's about, like, 11 of them. Ah, the sensor show's just four. I was like, the Mandalorian. And I was like, man, this is terrible. Like, they're getting slaughtered. And then, like, even when push came to shove, when it was, like, basically nosediving and about to get killed, Mando just was like, he took some bombs and ran in and took the fire. The rest of them were just like, oh, we need to make it to the bridge, and oh, we can't go any further. And it's like, yo, your armor, the lasers barely work on them. You're able to go through, like, you know, you're able to take laser fire a lot better than other people, you know. You could take laser fire, period. Unlike every other armor in this series. And he was the only one that was just, he covered me. And he just ran up, you know, and just, like, took the hits and was able to get shit done. But it's like, yeah, this is adding to his character. Push came to shove, they kind of was just, oh, what are we going to do? And then, like, he was like, all right, I got it. But it's like, yeah, but to him, he supposedly is lesser. And, well, to them, he's supposedly lesser, in my opinion, of what they've shown throughout the episodes. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, I'm not going to look up or need to see anything about this character from the other series because, I'm watching Mandalorian, so I don't want to spoil Mandalorian, you know? But I just thought it was cool that they finally are starting to expand on the Star Wars lore, but be inclusive to the Mandalorian, you know, to who, well, Mando, the character, you know? So it's like, yeah, we can expand on the lore, have these episodes do stuff to try and figure out about Baby Yoda, but this shit needs to involve him. This shit needs to bring up stuff that's going on with him. And then, considering the fact that this was a situation, I'm talking too fast and I'm slurring my words, this was a situation where essentially he knew nothing. It involved Mandalorians, but he was out of the loop. They were looking at him as if he was like a freaking child or something. You know, they kept giving glances at each other, like, yeah, this guy. But, you know, he's like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean other Mandalorians? Like, there's only the way, you know? There is only the way. And it's like, even when she messed with him in terms of what she wanted and everything, and, like, yeah, like, you can see and understand, like, yeah, like, they're, like, yeah, even though we're both Mandalorians, like, we got our differences, and these differences is what keeps us apart, even though she believes that she should be the leader of all Mandalorians, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be something that pops up, considering that the one dude in the Empire has the black saber. Now, I would wonder if they would try to tie in or bring up some stuff, because they are still calling it the Empire. And considering that this is in between the fall of the Empire and the rise of the First Order, will at some point in time they show the First Order begin to, you know, like they'll begin to call themselves the First Order, seeing as how they're supposed to rise from the remnants of the Empire. In the last season, they never really had to deal with that. But it ended with it being to where, like, there was a character who essentially main focus or, like, a main issue with him is the fact that he was a part of the Empire. He had a black saber. He was after Baby Yoda. So it's like, yeah, now that we know that straight up an antagonist of the series is someone from the Empire, then yeah, by including that, I would like, you know, after the fall of the Empire, I would like for them to also showcase the rise of the First Order, or just stuff that shows, like, how the First Order began and whatnot. That would be fairly interesting. That would be something that would be worth a good watch. And so, I hope they would show something like that, you know, just to tie that in. But all signs kind of point to no. It just seems like they'll just be more inclusive towards the Mandalorian culture and what's going on with Mando. But even still, that just would be a nice little sub thing to introduce, in my opinion, in this Star Wars stuff. Just to again expand more on the lore, have some stuff for them to talk about and some interesting thing that's going on. And considering the fact that the Empire's still, you know, active, they're doing stuff, getting weapons, moving shipments, have fleets around and whatnot. And it's like, yeah, I can understand that they still are doing that. And then considering that from the other movies, the bad movies, that the First Order rises up through the remnants of the Empire, like, yeah, it would be cool to see, like, you know, at some point in time they go, well, we're no longer the Empire, we are the First Order. And then considering that the fact that, you know, they even have it training in their people, it's like, yeah, we can't come help you, but they can't get those weapons. You know what you have to do. Long live the Empire. And long live the Empire. And it's like, yeah, and with that mindset, yeah, I would like to see that type of conviction and all that stuff and then carried over into them being like, well, now we're going to be the First Order. So, yeah, that would be something interesting that I would like for them to do. This is me wishful thinking. But, yeah, I enjoyed this episode. The fact that she said Ahsoka, I would like for them to hurry up and show her. Want to see what's up with that. Want to see Ahsoka. I want to know what she's up to. So, I would like, want to see that episode, see what's going, like, how they're going to do with her character. And, again, it's another character that's been on Rebels as well as the Clone Wars. Yeah, and then her little dual-wielding white lightsabers. All of that should be fine. Should be just fine. So, just them doing something with that would be pretty cool and interesting. Can't wait for it. Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 3. Really good episode. Worth the watch. Honestly, just, you could skip Episode 2. Just go right into 3. And you won't be worse for wear or nothing. But, really good episode. Really good watch. Definitely go check it out. This has been Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame. As always, people, hope you had fun.